Well, as you needn't be told, there are numerous ways for people to get into trouble. Some folks go out looking for it. Others can see it coming but can't avoid it. And still others fall into it unconsciously. It's to this third or unconscious group that our young hero Dennis Day belongs, which is only reasonable considering the head start he has. Now, take what happened to him yesterday morning, for instance. He was walking down Oak Street quite unconcernedly, minding his own business, when suddenly...
Good morning, young man.
Good morning.
I'm the inquiring reporter of the Weaverville Bugle, and I'd like to ask you a question for my column. Do you mind?
Well, no, not if I can.
Good. What's your name and address?
Dennis Day, 324 Elm Street. Gee, I thought it was going to be tougher than that.
That isn't the question, my boy. What I want to know is your opinion of women.
Women?
Yes. Do you think the women of today are prepared for motherhood?
Gee, I hope so. If they're not, I don't know who to tell to get ready.
You don't understand, sir. I'm looking for a good, controversial statement on the subject of women.
Oh.
Now, do you happen to be in love with more than one woman?
Me? Of course not.
That's what I want. I have no love for the overwhelming majority of women, says Mr. Dennis Day of 324 Elm Street.
Hey, wait.
What's a little housework, cooking, washing, and baby minding, continues Mr. Day. It's the men who do the real work in this world. Women should get out on their knees to them.
But all I...
What a statement. Mr. Day, you took the words right out of my mouth.
Well, maybe we still have time to put them back in. You're not going to print this, are you?
Well, I'm only quoting what you said, Mr. Day. Tell me, do you think women have good reasons for always whining and complaining?
But they don't.
Women have no good reason for always whining and complaining.
Now, look, Mr.
Do you know why women should be treated as your equals, Mr. Day?
No, why?
Dennis Day doesn't know why women should be treated as his...
Mister, please, you can't do this to me.
Why not? You believe the man should be the head of the family, don't you?
Well... Yes, but
you think if a man asks his wife a civil question, she should answer him, don't you?
Well, sure.
Attaboy. Women should speak when they're spoken to, says Mr. Now you're talking.
I must be doing it in code.
Mr. Day, I congratulate you. There isn't one man in 1,000 who'd come out and say the things you have.
Including me. Everything I say, you twist around. I demand that you print my exact words.
Well, all right, if that's the way you feel, I'll use a direct quotation from you for my lead line. You wear perfume, Mr. Day?
Perfume? Of course not.
Why not?
Well, it makes a person smell.
Well, women wear it, don't they?
Well, sure, but...
Wonderful! Goodbye, and thank you for a great lead line.
What lead line?
Dennis Day says women smell.
Boy, what happened?
So back our hero slunk to the Anderson boarding house, where he knew it was the better part of valor to say nothing of his interview, especially to his landlady, Mrs. Anderson, and his girlfriend, Mildred. But he also knew what would happen when the paper came out the following morning, and sure enough, just after he had risen...
Oh, my golly, here it comes. Oh, it's you, Mr. Anderson.
Dennis, you doll face, you dreamboat, you joy boy.
Huh?
This article of yours in the paper. This Emancipation Proclamation for husband. Women should not be treated as equals. They should get down their knees to the men. Where'd you ever get such magnificent ideas?
Gee, I don't know, but every time that reporter opened his mouth, I seemed to have another one.
You're a hero, my boy. Why, there isn't a husband in this whole town who doesn't feel like a different man toward his wife this morning.
Gee, even you? Wow.
Well, I've had 5 phone calls from friends this morning, and they all feel like I do. My boy, this could develop into a crusade.
You mean we men are going to demand equal rights with women?
Dennis, please. I said we were crusaders, not radical.
Oh, beg pardon.
There's a feeling inside me this morning that I never had before, and I wouldn't be surprised but what it's courage.
Courage?
Certainly seems to be, from the descriptions I've read of it.
But gosh, Mr. Anderson, how are the women going to take this... Uh-oh, jiggers, here comes your wife. Good morning, Mrs. Anderson.
Don't you good morning me, Dennis Day. Are you responsible for this article in the newspaper?
You're darn right he's responsible. You want to make something out of it?
Herbert Anderson, are you addressing me?
Well, I ain't addressing John L. Lewis, kiddo. It's about time you women learned a little respect for us men, you understand?
Why, yes.
Good. Now drag those big feet of yours to the stove and get me some breakfast.
Yes, of course, lover.
See what my friend wants here, too.
I should cook breakfast for Dennis Day over my dead body.
Look out, kiddo. That can be arranged.
Yes, Herbert. What would you like, Dennis?
Gee, Mrs. Anderson, ma'am, I...
Dennis, stop fumbling around. Climb on the bandwagon. Enjoy.
Okay, I'd like a couple of 3-minute eggs.
Very well.
And make it fast, understand? I want you back here with them in 2 minutes.
Very well, Poopsie.
Oh, my gosh, it's the Millennium.
Didn't I tell you? It's that interview. All over town, men are acting just like me. Son, we owe you a debt of gratitude we can never repay.
Gee, imagine. Why, I had no idea. I never...
So there you are, Dennis Day.
Oh, hello, Mildred.
Don't you even speak to me, you man, you.
Dennis, did you hear what she called you?
Yeah, even I've been promoted.
I suppose you think you're pretty smart, don't you? You and your interview.
Up and at her, Dennis. Remember, this is the revolution.
Yeah, watch your tone, Mildred Anderson. Just remember your sex. Your party is no longer in power.
What?
Turn in your belt, kiddo. You're not wearing the pants anymore.
So that's your attitude, is it? Very well, Mr. Day. I only spoke to you at all because I had this note for you. Here, and goodbye.
Attaboy, Dennis. Keep women at a distance. That's our motto.
Gee, I don't know. Do you think we'll enjoy them just as fully that way?
More. Well, now, who's the note from? Aren't you going to open it?
Huh? Oh, yeah, of course. Gee, it's from some man I don't even know. Dear Mr. Day, read what you said about women in this morning's paper. If you are still alive when this letter reaches you, I have a job open for you. But if you are not available, at least send me your autograph. Sincerely yours, H.R. Norwood, owner of the Bon Ton Shoe Store. Wow, isn't that great, Mr. Anderson? I'll go see him right away.
Didn't I tell you, my boy? You're a hero. You finally become a name in this town.
Oh, I always was. But at last, I'm becoming one you can stay in polite company. Pardon me, Mr. H.R. Norwood?
Yes?
I'm Dennis Day. You wrote me a letter?
Oh, I did. Sit down, Mr. Day, sit down. My goodness, let me look at you. So you're the boy who said all those glorious things about the opposite, if you'll pardon the expression, sex.
Yes, sir, I guess I am.
Oh, my goodness, I never met a man with your courage in my life. I just never did, that's all. No! I give you my word, when I read your article, my hair just stood on, if you'll pardon the expression, and...
Gee.
What courage, I said to myself. What courage? What courage? What courage?
You're hard of hearing?
No. I just repeat things once in a while. Well, I suppose you're wondering about the job I meant.
Oh, yes, sir, I am.
Well, you see, I sell shoes here, women's shoes. You know why?
No, why?
I hate women.
But then why do you sell women's shoes?
Can you think of a better revenge on them?
Oh, no, sir, but where do I come in?
Oh, I can see you've never waited on a woman in a shoe store, my boy. Box after box you pull down from the shelf, and still they're not satisfied. This one's the wrong color, that one's the wrong style, these don't fit. Up the ladder, down the fence. By noon, I am such a nervous wreck that you can hear me puff, and if you'll pardon the expression, pant all over the place.
It does sound kind of wearing.
Oh, yes, but it won't be for you. Oh, no. You'll make them buy the shoes they ought to have, and right away.
Me?
Well, certainly. You're not afraid of women. You will, if you'll pardon the expression, gird up your, if you'll pardon the expression, loins and fight.
But, Mr. Norwood, I...
Now, the pay on this job, I might add, is excellent.
The Hey, how much is it?
Well, it used to be $22 a week. But I'll take her.
$22 a week? Boy, that's the best offer I ever had.
In that case, the dickering is over. Now, is it a deal, my boy?
Gee, how can I turn it down?
Oh, good lad, good lad. Now, all you have to do... Oh, good gravy, here comes the customer. Now, go to work, my boy.
Gosh, already?
Oh, don't you worry. This is one of the sweetest customers we have. Oh, good morning, Mrs. Harris.
Good morning!
Welcome, dear lady. My clerk will take excellent care of you, I am sure.
Very well. I'd like a pair of black pumps, young man.
Sit down!
Oh. What?
You heard me. Squat! Now, what size do you take, fatso?
Why, the ones I have on are 3.5, AAA.
And these will be just your size. Here, 8B.
8B? Why, I never...
I know, and it's about time you started. Here's the shoes. Now, give me the money.
But I...
Come on, give me the money.
Yes, of course. Here.
Oh, good boy, Dennis. I knew you could do it. I knew you weren't scared of any woman who ever... Oh, my goodness gracious me. The boy's fainted.
We'll continue this day in the life of Dennis Day in just a moment. Meanwhile, here's Dennis to sing, You Were Meant for Me.
You were meant for me. I was meant for you. Nature patterned you, and when she was done, are all the sweet things rolled up in one. You're like a plaintive melody that never let me breathe. For I'm content, the angels must have sent you, and they made you just for me.
Dennis certainly started something when he allowed himself to be quoted by an inquiring reporter to the effect that women have a cinch and that the men do all the work. To the men, of course, he's a hero, but to the women... Well, let's listen to a meeting of the distaff side now taking place at the Anderson boarding house.
Dennis actually talked to you that way, Mrs. Harris? Why, I can hardly believe...
Since that interview of his appeared, all the men are talking that way.
I'll say they are. Do you know what your father said to me this morning, Mildred?
What?
He told me to shut my big mouth before he kicked it shut. Why, he hasn't spoken to me like that since I fell off a horse in 1922 and had both arms in a cab.
Well, now, something's got to be done. Why don't we show the men how easy our job is? Let them do what we've been doing for a while, and we'll lead the lives they've been leading.
Oh, golly, Mrs. Harris, that sounds wonderful.
Not to me, it doesn't. I'd have to go back to doing the housework around here.
But not the cooking, Mother. Oh, I think it's a marvelous idea. We'll call every woman in town and get them started right away.
Yes. Let's see how the men like doing women's work for a change.
And it'll certainly be fun for us doing what the men do.
Yes, I've got a slight head start.
A head start?
Sure. I've been enjoying my husband's cigars for years now.
How's the dinner coming, Dennis?
All right, I guess. Gee, Mr. Anderson, wasn't it kind of peculiar, your wife leaving a note saying she and Mildred wouldn't be home for supper, and if we wanted any, we should cook it ourselves?
Well, it is a little peculiar, but we'll show them that we can cook just as good a dinner as they can. Did you taste that soup yet, Dennis?
Yeah. The soup over here in this pot is cooler, but it tastes better, I think.
That's the dishwater from lunch.
Oh.
Are the baked potatoes nearly ready?
Mashed potatoes.
I thought you said we were going to have baked potatoes.
We were, but they fell on the floor and I stepped on them by mistake.
Oh, well. Say, do you suppose those steaks of mine are done by now?
Well, how long have you had them on?
Well, let's see. It's steak 15. About an hour.
Oh, give them a little longer. We don't want them raw.
No, I guess not. Did you take a look at those muffins?
No, I guess I better.
Yeah, we gotta watch them. I don't like them dark brown.
How do you feel about jet black?
My, I'm glad Poopsie didn't see those. Take them out, Dennis.
Okay.
Dear, dear. Well, now, don't you worry. We'll show those women that us men can take over.
You bet we will.
Sure. Why not? Men can do anything that women can do.
Darn right they can. Oh, say, isn't that someone coming up the walk, Mr. Anderson?
Yes, so it is. It's Mr. Harris. Why, good heavens, he's carrying a baby.
Gee, you don't suppose he... Oh, of course not. I'll let him in. Hello, Mr. Harris.
Gee, Phyllis, look what I had.
What?
Take care of.
Oh.
Well, my wife and daughter went out and left him with me. Got kind of lonely. He's only 4 months old and doesn't say much. So I came over here for some company.
Well, good. Now, you're just in time for dinner. I'll have it on the table in a jiffy.
Gee, you're lucky the little fella's sleeping so nice and peacefully, Mr. Harris. Most babies don't, you know.
Yeah, I know. But I gave this one a little shot of whiskey before we... Worked fine.
See? There's male brains. I'll guarantee a woman never would have thought of that.
No. But I wish I knew what to do when it's time to change him. They didn't leave me any instructions on that.
Oh, I can show you that, Mr. Harris. I don't go to the movies twice a week for nothing, you know. Hand me a napkin.
Here you are. Let's see this.
Well, first you take this end and crisscross it to the other side and pin it. Like this.
Yeah.
See? Then you crisscross the other side over to this one and pin it. Now you take the under flap and pull it over here and pin it like this.
Now what?
Now if I could think of a way to get my hand out, it'd be perfect.
Well, better just let him sleep, Mr. Harris. Now, dinner's all set. Sit down, boys.
Okay.
Well, dig in, everybody.
You first, Mr. Harris. You're the oldest.
What's that got to do with it?
You've lived your life already.
It looks fine, but to tell the truth, I'm not very hungry.
You know something? I kind of wish I had my wife back.
Yeah, this isn't very much... Hey, isn't that somebody outside?
Our wives. They've finally come home to apologize.
Oh, so that's he said. Really? I thought you said itching.
Well, and just where have you three been until this hour?
Around. We dropped in at the pool room and shot a little snooker.
Snooker?
Yes, and then we stopped in at the fight for a few minutes.
And we wound up at the burlesque show. Wow! That second boy from the left. Hey, Clara!
You ain't just beating your gums, kiddo. Well, did you boys have a nice evening together?
We kind of missed you, ladies.
Oh, you'll get used to it in a few months.
No, Poopsie, don't say that. You did this to us, Dennisay.
Me?
Yes, with that fool interview of yours. Please, ladies, reconsider. Take us back the way we were. Give us men our happy slavehood again.
Well...
Please, Mrs. Anderson, I was wrong to talk about women the way I did. There's room in this world for two sexes. In fact, in many ways, it's a very nice arrangement.
Well, do you really think you've learned your lesson, Herbert?
Oh, I have. I do, Cuddles, I do. Take me back, please.
Very well. If you're truly sorry, we'll forget this ever happened.
Oh, thank you, Mrs. Anderson.
Oh, Poopsie, you darling. Come here and let me clasp you to my manly stomach once again.